USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
NASCAR racing this weekend will be at the very fast track in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Comedian Bill Murray is in hot water. Filming for the upcoming movie Being Mortal was suspended after a complaint was reportedly filed against Bill for inappropriate behavior. Searchlight Pictures, after reviewing the circumstances, has decided to cease indefinitely production of the movie. Help continues in Ukraine's war effort, Tim Berg reports.
Humanitarian groups are continuing to provide aid to areas of Ukraine that have been devastated by Russia's ongoing unprovoked invasion. Charles Sennett, the founder of the media group The Ground Truth Project, tells Fox News that many groups providing a heavy amount of medical supplies to cities are seeing the biggest impact, such as Kharkiv.
They talk about the fact that they're going to win this. This is going to be won, but they need support, and they're going to need the world to get behind this to put a stop to this invasion, this aggression. And I think they really need to see the aid that's been provided dollar-wise to be delivered on the ground.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online. Just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former United Kingdom Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax last night addresses President Biden's leadership.
The man clearly is not up to the job. He's an embarrassment, not just to America, but to the whole of the free world. The truth of it is, a real leader would have gone not just to Brussels, to NATO on the first week of this war. He would have gone, or she would have gone, to Ukraine. And the really brave leader would have gone to Moscow. Would have gone to Moscow. And said, we as America want to negotiate a peace. Truth of it is, this man is not up to it. And that's one of the reasons why the Western world is in the peril it's in right now. It began last August with the unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan without reference to any allies. And I've got to tell you, honestly, if my friend Donald Trump was still in the White House, none of this, and I mean none of this, would have happened.
The ranking Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, is asking why the wife of a former Moscow mayor is not being sanctioned amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. Elena Butyrina, a Russian billionaire who paid Hunter Biden over $3 million in 2014, is somehow missing from the Biden administration's list of sanctioned Russians. A tweet from Representative Comer to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asks, do Hunter Biden's foreign benefactors get a free pass from scrutiny? End quote. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.